Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Hurricane or whatever it is, tsunami Alberto is in her area. That's where the rains and everything and drop right where she's at in Tallahassee. She said she would call in. So wait a minute, I think this might be her. 850.
Hey.
Hey,
boo.
Hey.
I'm here, y'all. I'm here. It's storming like a beast, but I'm here.
I was just explaining it. Alberto got y'all in a death lock down there.
For sure.
Let me start on the first subject. The North Korean leader is like a boyfriend to Trump. It's either on or it's off. It's off or it's on. I like you this week. I like you. I don't like you next week. So what do you think about this on and off meetings that's supposed to be a so-called summit held between
Kim Jong-un.
Him too. Roy called him P-Yang. So that dude. So what we're going to do, we're going to do ladies first, and that starts with Donna, E, and then Roy. Go on, Donna. What you think about this on and off again summit?
Well, you know, I've been in this relationship, so I know how it ends, and it ends badly. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you the truth. When the breakup happens, somebody gonna die. I'm just telling you, something bad's gonna happen. Somebody gonna blow up. Somebody tires getting slashed. It's all kind of bad things that's gonna happen. There's gonna be stalking charges filed. It's just gonna turn out badly. I feel in my heart that this is not a healthy relationship. It's built on lies. It's built on distrust. It's built on he said, she said, and so many rumors, and nobody in this thing is secure in who they are. So this is just going to end badly. So just prepare yourself.
E.
I second that emotion. And I think it takes more than two people to make a summit. I don't know, and I can't say, but the summits that I've been invited to was more than two people. Two people is a couple. It is not a summit.
Roy, hey, don't take too long, Roy. Roy.
Okay, well, as you know, Bolton shot his mouth off and gave him heads up about the Libya criteria. But let's vision this thing back to you tear down Iran, you got to bring something better than Iran, or you can't do anything, or this becomes a joke. The president said something about a game. Nobody's playing games with the South Koreans. South Koreans' lives matter, and 250,000 of our servicemen's lives matter as well. The DMZ is in total chaos right now. So Donald Trump to be honest with you, shouldn't even have set this thing up, because he can't bring anything better than the Iranian situation without them totally denuclearizing, and that ain't what Pyongyang is going to do. What's up, ladies?
I'm laughing at Pyongyang. I'm laughing. Okay, the next subject. Trump sends his lawyer and chief of staff into the Gang of Eight meeting. My question is, did you think this was the right thing for him to do, which we all know that I would hope we all agree that that was some bull-ish. Starting with Donna.
This is so unreal. I'm not even sure why this is a topic, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna move it on so that Roy can get his word in, because I'm not even sure why this is a topic. This is ridiculous.
Well, it happened. It happened. That's the only reason why it's a topic, because it happened.
You're right. I mean, I understand that it happens. A lot of stuff happens, and it just shouldn't be. It's just not a real thing. It's ridiculous.
E.
Moving on.
It's preposterous. It's beyond ridiculous. It's preposterous. Roy.
Roy.
You know, all the circumstances says one thing. That if we got to deal with the judge, the prosecutor, and represent trying to hold them accountable, this is a farce. This is nothing. This is so unheard of, as you all say, because there's no way that the prosecutor is going to go in here to hear everything. But guess what, though? The nice thing about all this, he heard everything, but it will not free him up from them chains that's getting ready to get wrapped around him and his son together. So it won't matter what they heard. Because guess what? My man called Mueller, he's got missiles aimed everywhere if they decide to fire him. And they go right into indictment. So this is the beautiful thing about, see, the problem with Rosenstein wants his damn job. Comey wanted his damn job. Barrell wanted their damn, they all wanted their damn job. But if they do what's right by the succession of how this thing happens in Watergate, you start firing them, obstruction of justice, and everything else falls right in line with the government. But these guys want these damn jobs. They can always go back and reapply. Let this thing happen and stop looking to have a job, because Ray and Rosenstein, when it happens, it's going to happen. All the dominoes going to fall where they may, and it's going to be over. But they messing with our democracy, our republic, the fact that we now can't have people. I talked to a lady in the gym. She told me that we are the laughing stock of the world to have a soup bone in this white man's mouth. And so that's it.
Right. Roy, tell us.
I don't know what
feel.
That means. I'm sorry. That means a soup
what?
Bone in his mouth. I don't know that.
What?
I don't know the term. I'm sorry. I don't know what that means.
Well, I'll let you know at the end of the show.
Okay.
Here we go. Moving right along. This is old news because we didn't do it last week. But what do you think Melania Trump was in the hospital really for? Because the procedure they said that she went in for was like a day out. You go in a day, or you go out the next day, or you can leave within a few hours. But she stayed to the end of the week. And somebody told me they think Trump punched her in the eye. I was like, come on now. But they thought it was ulterior motives. It wasn't the same reason that they said she went in the hospital for. So she went in for a benign kidney procedure. So do you believe it, or do you think she just wanted to be away from Trump that long? Starting with Donna.
Well, I mean, would doesn't that make sense? I mean, if you had the option of being around him and just looking at his face every day, or you could go someplace where people are going to have, you know, have some sort of sympathy for what you go through every day, where would you go? And how long would you stay? Wouldn't you stay until they make you leave? I'm just asking.
Go on, E. I have no answer. E.
She needed a mental health week, and we paid for it. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Because there's no way, like, I mean, in the Army, you can't get 72 hours quarters without being on your deathbed. So you telling me that she had a same day procedure and she laid up for a whole week on my dime to get away from him? I'm okay with that. I'll buy that. I'm okay.
Roy.
Well, y'all got to get to the real fact of the matter that check it out. They just raided the doctor's office two weeks prior to that. You know why they raided it? You know why they raided it? They raided it because the guy carried a disease back to his wife and they were cleaning it up. That's what happened. Lord. This guy carried something back to his wife, and they didn't want us to know what it was because guess what? She had to stay there a little longer to clean it up. And who removes all his medical records? I guarantee you, it's something that he brought to her, and they don't want that out. And yes, she may have needed rest because she can't do anything else because of the illness.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Let me ask the question. What you're saying is he gave her a disease, Roy? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because he sleeps around. It's pretty much, you know, this guy has given up. I mean, he's had unprotected sex with Stormy Daniels. Come on, let's be real about this. This is a festering of his behavior. Ain't no telling what else.
Stay in the hospital for a week. They will give you antibiotics. They will do your cultures. You will go home. It is fine.
But that's the president's wife, and they just think about it. Why did they pull all his medical records? Why? Because there's something there that they didn't want. Because a week later, she's in the hospital getting surgery or going through this. I want to put it there because guess what? There's no reason for them to raid the doctor's office. A year later, they raid his office and get all the medical records. What? It's something there. It's something there on that level because he's not been president has not been faithful. My God.
You know what? On the real, I would have never thought that because my mind was not even going there.
There's a reason you never thought that.
but Roy does make a point about them raiding that old doctor's office and getting all the records and hiding them. Now that kind of flicked the light when he said it. Wait a minute, they did do that. And a lot of people been protecting his health too, if you notice. The one doctor that he wanted to be in charge of the VA was lying too.
The candy man.
Hey, wait. So we're saying that the collusion is really about him having some sort of disease? I'm so confused.
No. The question he asked about his wife being hospitalized for a week, and
right.
I'm just saying
the records, they're hiding them, the VA, there's a whole lot of stuff that's been put into this pot about this woman that I don't think has anything to do with this man. Those things all may be happening, but I think they're separate windmills. I think you're trying to put two tornadoes together.
I'm not putting two separate. But this woman, is a genius. She is very highly intelligent. She got her visa passed from her country because she was so intelligent. She speaks
That's not
five,
why she got it, but okay.
But she speaks.
That's
seven,
not why
five,
she got it. She
seven,
came on here under a model visa. Don't get it twisted. She didn't come
okay,
here because
but
she
here.
Was so damn.
Look here. I'm not taking her side because guess what? She was in the arena not, like this. She was been in the arena just like every other woman who sees money. She cashed in. She got it. Whatever she's getting going through. She ain't Michelle Obama. Okay.
Well, we know that. We know that.
Everybody, and she ain't Barbara Bush.
Yeah, we know that too.
She's an ex-model who's traveled the world abroad. She's set in Putin's right beside Putin's at that one meeting. We don't know what her intentions were dealing with. They even asked President Trump if they had heard, or one of the investigators asked if they had ever heard Russian being spoke inside the Oval Office. So I'm not giving her any blasé play because I think she's just as much of the problem because guess what? As much as she had went through with him early in the game, she shouldn't have even been in the game. Most women walk away. They had took their little baggage and they went away. Look at all the other ones. Marla Maple and all them. They took their little extra and got the hell on. But this one, because she got that little 10-year-old kid, she's still hanging in there for some apparent reason. And I think it's apparent that for a lady of that intellect would not have stood as much of a test of time with this piece of work.
Okay, well, one of the things I need you to recognize, you keep calling her a woman of intellect. I know they keep saying she speaks all these languages, but it's been proven more than a couple of times that when she attempts to speak a language that she claims she's fluent in, she has not been able to speak that language. She speaks English to children who speak Italian. She spoke English to people who spoke Spanish. I know somebody's trying to convince you that she's smart, but I'm going to disagree. And I'm going to tell you the reason she stays because she's dumb as a box of rocks and she ain't got nowhere to go.
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you 100%. But at the same time, guess what? If she wanted to let us know that this was a minor issue, she'd come out and say, "Hey, I'm okay. Don't worry. I did not plagiarize Michelle Obama's speeches, okay? She ain't been
forthcoming.
I'm not giving her a break. I don't care if she go to the hospital and stay 365 days. I don't give her no break. They not breaking for my brother that was in the house. So be it. 5 days ain't hurt. And if she's doing mental health, so be it. Get her some whatever they give them for depression or whatever. Because evidently it's in the bloodline because their little son got an illness. So I'm not giving her no break. She's around. I'm glad she's alive. But geez, she's a bigger part of the problem too. And we're gonna find out that later. I say she's a double agent. And I've been saying that.
We're moving
on.
Well,
maybe I was confused by when the term you were using was she was highly intelligent. Maybe I misunderstood what that was. That some sort of sarcasm?
No, that's what they that was sarcasm because they said that she was on so many different she had a visa, like you said, because of her intelligence. And I'm like laughing at that because who plagiarizes another woman's speech if they're that doggone intelligent? And who goes and sits by Putin at the summit and have a conversation with him, and then her husband gets up and he acts like he's drunk, he's falling all over other foreign country members to get around over there to him? She must have gave him a wink and a nod, and him coming around there to sit with Putin upon that first. So I'm saying, look, Donald Trump doesn't speak a Russian, but she does.
Moving on.
Donald Trump.
Can I move on, y'all? I love y'all, but can I move on? Rudy Giuliani says you cannot indict a sitting president. And he says some more stuff that I just couldn't believe he was saying. But what says you, Donna?
This is what happens when you let drunk grandpa on TV. He will say anything, and people just say, you know what, he's drunk. Just let him talk. Because no one believes you. The things you're saying don't make sense. They're obviously not true. Have you never seen never watched anything political in your life? Do you not know what happened to Clinton? Have you never heard of Richard Nixon? What are you talking about? You know what? Drunk granddaddy need to go sit down. I can't do this.
E.
I there are no words. I agree. That's all I got.
Roy. I found him to be very interesting to the Italian society. He represents very well what happens when you give them too much wine and eat too much garlic, and their time is running out. I need not say more.
Wow.
That's the first time Roy has been...
under 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Under 30 seconds. Okay, Trump's financial reports does reveal he paid Michael Cohen for Stormy Daniels' payment. Now, with all that going on, and her lawyer, Michael Avellani, he said there's two more women in the mix that got paid more than Stormy Daniels. I just want to know your opinion on this. Donna?
I don't care. I'm just being honest. I don't care. I don't care who he sleeps with. This really isn't a story to me. Whoever the president sleeps with, I don't care if it's the previous president or the next president. Who they sleep with has nothing to do with us. I said the money that's paid out, that's the only thing we need to follow. We need to follow the money. We need to stop getting caught up in who the recipient of the president or that man's seed is, but we do need to figure out where the money came from. So once we get that part figured out, I don't care about the rest. If he is somebody that he needs to be indicted on some charges because of financial indiscretions, let's get him. But everything else, I don't care about.
E.
Of course he did. Of course he did. I never thought that he did not pay. And it just proves that he's a liar. Again. That is all.
Roy?
Well, we know where the money came from, but we have to be precisely clear before we bring those indictments. But like I said, we have a red button. Soon as they decide to fire Mueller, that red button goes off, and you'll watch. See, the EU and if Egypt and the Saudis over there and Putin, they're all tied into this money scheme. And guess what? We're just tying all the knots. We're tying all the things together. We're dotting all the I's and crossing all T's. Because we already know where the money's coming out. And back to that Stormy Daniels, well, when the money went from $250,000 to $4 million, hey, baby, hey, there's got to be more out there. And look, now that we have this one guy that was setting things up, hey, everybody's going through him to get things that they want. Hey, it's going to be even more money coming out. You know who I'm talking about, too, right?
Yeah.
The guy that was in charge of the RNC. The guy that was in charge of the RNC that they kicked out just recently, not too long ago.
Yeah,
he has some money. On the table.
They know where the money. They know where the money went. See, this is going to turn out to be a RICO act, too.
Okay, moving on. The Santa Fe High School shootings a couple weeks ago. What are your thoughts on that? And is there going to be finally a cry to try to change and improve these gun laws around the country? Or would they be smart enough to do it state by state? Donna?
I would hope that it's done state by state. Obviously, this is one of the saddest things we can ever experience. And as someone with a child still in the school system, I worry all the time that when he goes to school, if somebody wakes up with a decision that today's the day everybody else dies, and if I gotta die, I gotta die too. That scares me because there's never a moment where you don't worry about those things. But at the same time, this particular state that I live in has some of the most lenient gun laws that have ever existed. The person who's in charge of the National Rifle Association, her name is Marion Hammer, and that woman is as dangerous an advocate for gun violence as anyone I've ever encountered in my entire life. And my fear is that we will never be able to get past her until somebody does to her what she allows to happen to other people.
I feel like until a black child goes into a school, a predominantly white school, and kills 30 or more kids, then people will want to stand up and take notice until that happens. And because all these other school shooters, if they didn't kill themselves, they were removed alive, and everybody's their advocate. Oh, they have an issue, or they had a hard life growing up, or he might have some mental health issues. They killed 30 people. But it's not going to be an issue until a black child does it. And then they're going to call for more stringent gun control.
That's Roy. True.
My barber is a convicted felon. And he
I was in Norfolk.
It took him 30 minutes to get a gun.
Say it again, E.
30 minutes. My barber is a convicted felon. And it only took him 30 minutes to obtain a gun. 30 minutes.
Well, I hope he took it back. I hope he took it back. But I'm just kidding. But anyway, look, check this out. Oliver North, who was basically all convicted back in the Bush era for his, he's in charge of the NRA. And I know that young lady that you're talking about referenced. But guess what, though? Don't worry about it, because guess what? The NRA is tied in with this and the money. So just hold your horses. Because this thing is going to ride in with a white knight. And
so
that's the kids.
Wait a minute, Roy. You saying that the NRA is tied in with that Russian money, right?
You damn right it is. Because they
just talked about
the guy that's tied in with Cohen, that Cohen's been doing business with, who's been sponsoring the NRA. So don't worry. It's going to get capsized soon. The reality of it is this. Our kids are in peril because they don't want to go to school because of the race. Let's just hope that they continue, and let's hope that no black kids decide to copycat these fools, because these parents teaching their kids how to go out there early when they're 5 and 6 years old, how to shoot a deer and then see blood and not to worry about it. But the problem with that is that when you see your kid, and just like that Parkland, you gave your kid, within a year of him graduating, you give him, he goes and gets 10 more weapons by the time he turned 19, by God. I mean, and what parent takes the gun away when you know your kid is suffering from mental health and then give it back to him? They should have locked the parent up and the mother in it, and then, you know, then they should start seeing some situations change. But right now, let's just pray that the NRA goes away with their lobbying soon.
The last thing I want to talk about is Aaron Schlesinger, the lawyer who was videotaped to telling people to stop speaking Spanish, or he was calling ICE. They sent a sriracha band to his apartment to drive him crazy. They filmed him walking outside in the rain. He hiding under an umbrella. Donna, what do you think of this mess?
I love it. I'm enjoying every moment of it. I hope the mariachis throw tacos at him every time he passes by. I hope that he slips on an enchilada with a burrito up his butt. Good luck.
E.
I think it's hilarious. I love it.
I also heard he was released from his law firm, too.
Of course he was.
Roy?
Hey, I'm so happy that these racist lawyers who've been convicting our brothers all this time are really showing how truly they feel. So let's give a big hurrah to the burrito stuck up his rear end.
Yay!
Hurrah! Hurrah!
All right, it's been another 30 minutes of Only on Sundays. I appreciate everyone that called in. E, Donna, stay safe, Donna. Don't get too wet now. And also Roy.
I don't know how to answer that.
We're going to get back to that. With the bone stuck in the president's throat, that means he's talking out of both sides of his neck.
Oh, okay. Soup bone in his throat. Got it.
Peace and love, everybody.
Got it.
Later.
Peace.
Bye. Put on a nice show, ladies.
Thank you. You too.